All right, and with Mackenzie Mayor Joan Atkinson. Joan, it's been a hectic time for your community in terms of the forestry sector. What can you tell us in regards to the latest? I know you had a rally today in your community. What's the latest in terms of, you know, how people are dealing with the impacts of the downturn of the forestry sector?
Well, certainly people are extremely stressed about all of this. The Paper Excellence announcement, that was our largest employer in the community, so going to have a huge impact. You know, it's also the uncertainty. Paper Excellence has announced an indefinite curtailment, which is exactly what Canfor did a year ago. And what does that mean? How do people move forward? We're just getting together today to provide support to each other and just to send a message to, you know, large corporations and government that something has to be done, that small rural communities can no longer be pawns in the forest industry. And that's exactly how we're feeling.
But you did get some semblance of good news today, as you mentioned that the Conifex sawmill that had been down since April may be restarting again. Is that correct?
Yes, so they will be going, reopening their sawmill as of July the 6th. I have not yet seen the press release, but the CEO of Conifex reached out to me first thing this morning, so I will share that news with the community at the rally this afternoon. So it means one of the three big operations will be back in business, but we still have two large, the Canfor mill and the Paper Excellence pulp mill. And I'm hoping with the recent increase in the price of lumber that that will help Canfor make a decision to restart their mill in our community.
Has your community had discussions with Canfor on possibly reopening that facility?
I have had lots of discussions with Canfor. I've had lots of discussions with all of industry in the last couple of weeks and with government and senior management in the Ministry of Forests. When I talked to Canfor last week, at that time there was no indication when they would resume operations in our community, and even if they ever will. They're making no promises, but I'm hoping this recent boost in the price of lumber will help them make the right decision and open up our facility in Mackenzie, because the closure of the Canfor facility is what put Paper Excellence in such precarious situation, because Canfor had a chip agreement with Paper Excellence, and when Canfor shut down, that chip agreement went away. So for the past year, Paper Excellence has been chipping whole pulp logs, and pulp mills are not economically viable if they're having to chip whole pulp logs. Plants are made to be utilizing residuals from sawmills, and so with the closure of so many sawmills in the entire province, it has put all of the pulp mills located in communities at risk.
Yeah, and I guess. And how long has that Canfor facility been down since? Almost a year, hasn't it?
It'll be a year in July.
It's been quite a while for your community to have any sort of stability in regards to the forestry sector.
Exactly. And you know, many of those displaced Canfor employees went to the pulp mill, and now they're being hit again with losing their job for the second time around. So feeling in the community right now, like I say, people are very nervous, but people are also mad. People are also mad that we're in this situation, that we have mills here, we have a robust fiber supply, and our mills are sitting idle, and logs are being shipped out of the community while our forest workers are unemployed.
Yeah, so you had people who were employed by Canfor, they got laid off, and they went to the
pulp mill.
The pulp mill, the paper plant?
Paper Excellence pulp mill.
And they got laid off again?
Well, they will be, so they're curtailing operations as of June 30th, the Paper Excellence pulp mill, and employees will be paid, I believe, up until August the 9th.
Yes.
And then after that, it goes into indefinite curtailment, and, you know, it's really hard for people to move ahead with the indefinite status? Does that mean we're coming back in 6 months? Does that mean we're coming back in 2 years? Or does that mean you're never coming back? So it's really hard for people to plan and move forward when they're working in that environment.
Yeah, so I think, you know, government has to step up to the plate and make some decisions and take back the force from the large companies, because right now, large corporations are in control of the forest industry in this province. And legislation that was brought in by the previous government facilitated that, the removal of appurtenancy and the fact they did away with the Forest Practices Code and moved to the model of professional reliance. So it's not worked, and it's not helped any of the small rural communities. So government has to take this back, and our community is prepared to make this an election issue.
How can an organization like the Council of Forest Industries be an ally for you?
I guess they're both an ally and a foe, right? Because some of those big companies are members of that of Council of Forest Industries, and you know, I would love if a small family owned business would move to Mackenzie, and because their decisions are not being dictated in the large boardroom somewhere else with the primary focus on dividends for their shareholders. The primary focus has to be management of the forest and support of the communities in which those forest companies operate.
Anything else you'd like to add or mention at all just before I let you go?
No, I'm just Mackenzie is not rolling over on this. We've proven our resilience many times before, and we're willing to fight for this and have our voices heard.
And what was the name of your rally today?
It's just a community rally.
Okay.
And it's no one union or organization. It's just a few people said, let's get together and make some noise, and that's what we plan to do, just to bring a little more focus on something has to be done. Government has to step in and take back control of the industry, give the control back to the people of British Columbia.